Yes.
But he handed the phone back to you and said they need your address here at this house, right?
Yes.
And you asked them why they needed it, and they said, well, the police were coming, correct?
Yes. Police were coming.
And you didn't have anything to hide, so you gave them your address, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess the police will come to ask about the girl. But we were ready to answer that we don't know anything about it.
And you all just went back to eating your dinner, didn't you?
And we got nothing to say.
And Isar did the same thing, ate his dinner, didn't he?
Yes. And nothing was changed on each side. Then we just went back to our table and eat again.
And
why were we eating? The police came.
And at the point the police came, they broke in your back door, right?
No. I had to pay $170 for that door.
It's a lot of money.
And it was unmovable.
Now, when the police came in, they had Isar and your husband lay face down on the ground, didn't they?
Yes.
And they put handcuffs on both your husband and Isar behind their backs, correct?
Yes.
And then they were yelling and had your daughter help point out who was Isar meant, right?
Yes.
And then they ended up hauling Isar away, didn't they?
And Isar was called out, huh? Yes.
And they never took those handcuffs off, did they?
Yes, just like that.
And so the police had to lift him up to get him out of your house, didn't they?
Yes, but yes.
They were probably a little rough with him, weren't they?
Yes.